Hello, this is Aaron Smith from the Academic Aesthetic again. This is episode 81B. This is my second podcast of the day, and I'm not going to artificially inflate my numbers. Actually, maybe I should. So this is episode 80,000. No, I'm not going to do that. And you might have heard a laugh in the background. That is because standing next to me is the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend, the guy who is embarrassed because I'm giving him so much hype, Steve Dembo.
Hi, Aaron, how are you?
Now, Steve, we know you're one of those higher-ups in the den. You probably lord over everyone, and they bow down and pay homage to you. But,
Well, I tell them to.
Well, I want to know, as the guy who runs Teach42.com, what do you think of this week so far?
I think it's been a lot of fun. And what I really like about it is that there's been a balance of new material and instruction and training sort of things and let's be honest, you know, person in the front imparting information on other people, balanced with people having time to actually let it soak in and give things a shot, get their feedback, try things out, and then if they have any issues, if they run into any problems, ask the person who is just doing the presenting, you know, the person who is in theory the expert, or ask other people in their group, other people at the tables, other people who may have some knowledge, really get a chance to really get their hands dirty and try things out. I mean, that's one of the things that I think is missing from so many conferences is you go to a workshop, you see a 45-minute brain dump, and by the time you get back home or by the time you get back to school, you know, the magic, the energy, the vibe is gone, and it's hard to recapture that.
I agree totally. I've been to so many conferences where I have seen a presentation or I did a presentation, and we all thought, wait, that's nice, and then we went home, and by the next day we thought, wait a minute, that involves work? I don't want to work this way. I went into teaching.
Right. It's such an easy profession. That's real.
Well, I don't work at all.
Right, exactly. It's basically 8 o'clock till 3 o'clock, and you get your summers off. What more could you want?
Yeah. Well, I tell people I get paid to play with paint, so you can't call that working for a living.
Hey, you know what? I got paid to play with blocks. I was in kindergarten, so.
There you go. Well, do you have any other comments? Or?
You know, the only other thing that I would, you know, looking at the conference on the whole, the only thing that I would love to see work in, but I just don't think we've got the time right now, you know, the time to work it in is that whole concept of open space where, you know, some time for people to kind of get together and say, you know what, I'd really, you know, after spending some time podcasting, after spending some time creating digital stories and playing with Movie Maker or Premiere Elements, now I've got these questions and seeing who else in the group has these questions and, you know, and a little bit more attendee focus, create your own workshops and seeing how that would work. But unfortunately, you know, that we've packed it in pretty good as it is, and we do want to make sure that we keep things open so people do have time to work on the stuff they've already been learning. So, you know, you can't have everything. Where would you put it, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's not the best alternative, but there's still the message boards.
Exactly. Absolutely. I mean, that's the nice thing about it is, you know, there is the conference wiki where people are continuing to post information up there. There are the message boards. There are the blogs. You know, that's the whole idea of that is my little niche of the Educator Network. It's not to replace in any way, shape, or form those face-to-face interactions, which we all know are so valuable, but it's to kind of find ways for people to continue those interactions, those networking opportunities, those collaborations virtually until they can get face-to-face again.
Okay, excellent. Well, this has been the Academic Aesthetic on this beautiful rainy day in Silver Spring, and if you have any questions, comments, or criticism, feel free to email me at theartguy@gmail.com or steve@teach42.com,
teach42@gmail.com.
Okay, and as you might have guessed, you can also see Steve's wonderful blog at teach42.com and my own at academicaesthetic.com. And if you can't spell it right, don't worry, put it in Google, it'll spell it for you. Okay, with that being said, stay subscribed and fare thee well.